I think it's safe to say that every aeroplane that's been designed has probably got heavier as it's gone along, because as the detailed design comes along, you add it gets things added, and it does become heavier. And that was certainly the case in the Britannia. The other thing that happens is, it's a bit different these days, but back in those days, the aircraft industry in this country had to design to the requirements of what was then British Overseas Airways, BOAC, or BEA, British European Airways. Now, they were very specific on what they wanted. The rest of the world, the Americans, designed aeroplanes that people bought. In this country, we had to design to what the airline, those two airlines wanted. And then you couldn't sell them to anybody else because they were a bit different. This is an interesting story how things change, because as you're developing the aeroplane, the airlines decide they want something a bit different. Well, it's like building a house, you know, you've got to finalise it and build it sometime. And the same thing happens there. But the interesting thing was when Bristol started talking about building the Britannia, they were talking to BOAC, and the BOAC wanted an aircraft. It was going to be the old-fashioned piston engines, and it was for the Empire routes. We still had an Empire in those days. Australia, South Africa, Canada, India, that sort of route. And they specified an aircraft with 32 seats, which for a long-distance aeroplane is not very many. And when they asked, why was the limit of 32 seats? Because that was the size of the coach that took people from the terminal to the aeroplane. And if it was more than 32, they'd have to buy a second bus. And the Britannia actually finished up as over 100, about 124 actually.